The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Okay, and welcome back to Generations Radio here this November. We're actually taping this on Halloween, so great costume here. I'm not a big Disney fan, but I love the hat. My son didn't want to go. He went to Disneyland. He's like, yeah, no, I'm not into this. And Leah, like I said, I don't watch movies, Leah, but you look good. You look good. Anyway, happy Halloween to everybody. By the time you listen to the show, it'll be November 2nd, Saturday. So I want to welcome you to the show. And, you know, as we wind down the year, some people are really busy right now. So we're actually having Jose Cabrera from Humana back on the show, because before last month we had him on the show, we couldn't talk about what's going on currently because by law they cannot mention the current plans, any changes. So I want to bring him back on to really kind of tell me what's going on currently as this enrollment period goes on. And then talk about actually January to March 31st, is that correct? Open enrollment. Right. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. So welcome back to the show, Jose, and actually Sonny here. Welcome back to the show. So how is it going out there? You must be working. You must look tired. You must be working 18, 20 hours a day,
thanks,
right?
Thanks, Percy. Yeah, tired. Tired is
I can imagine.
You know, we're all just, you know, this is the most exciting part of the year for us. Because finally we get to, you know, sit down with people across the kitchen table and just bring them the good information that they need to make the best decision for themselves. And so, yeah, the team's out there working hard, making sure that agents are educated and that our members are given, you know, the vital information they need to make the best choice for themselves. Yeah.
So, Humana, now you guys do, I guess, kiosks or pop-ups, you call those?
Yeah, really exciting things happening at Humana this year. We've been able to extend our presence. So we have an office on Bishop Street, but this year we've been able to host a pop-up at Pearl Ridge Center. And it's been, I mean, the amount of people who are showing up month after month just continues to increase. And because of the success of our pop-up, we've been able to extend that to kiosks at some of the different locations here. So we're at Windward Mall, right across from the food court. So if you go inside, you'll see the big green.
Is it by that big open area, stage area?
Yeah, it sure is. So you know that train over at Windward that kind of the kids like to ride around in? So that's us. We're over there. It's a little not loud, but I promise you'll get some good information if you come out.
So you always have agents all day long
9 to 5
questions?
Monday through, well, so 7 days a week, 9 to 5.
So they can ask any kind of questions. Can they actually sign up at that booth?
They can. Oh. So the goal of our different kiosks are for somebody who has questions about Medicare just to come out and speak to a licensed insurance agent and get the information, the best information they can for their to help them make the choices that they need. And so they can ask them if you're aging into Medicare and you have questions, come out and talk to somebody. If you know you've been on Medicare for a couple of years, things change all the time in terms of you know what you have and what plans offer. So come out, speak to somebody and find out what's different this year than last year.
Yeah. You know, I've been in this field for 17 years, and I'm actually looking forward today. Even though I'm only 59, I'm going to turn 60 very soon. And I was telling my wife, you know, because we have family and friends that are on Medicare, relatives on Medicare, they ask me questions all the time. So I kind of know, but I will not misspeak. So I always have to reach out to people or text people about plans. But it's something that I think if you're ready to turn 65 next few months, really, I would probably tell you if you're turning 65 next 6 months or in a year, I would try and go to all these kiosks and workshops to figure out what it is and what it's not. And if you're still working, that's a big question too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If you're still working and whether you keep that plan, your current company plan.
Yep. So when you're working, you definitely want to know, you know, what you currently get from your organization, and then compare that, especially if you turn once you turn 65, because what we find that when you sit across the table, like I've sat across the table from many people, and you know we find out that their employer-based health plan has a higher premium. and doesn't cover as much. And if they would have gone to original Medicare a couple of years ago, it would have saved them a lot of money. So if you're sitting out there and you're paying, you know, let's say over $200 for your employer-based plan, it is worth your effort to take a look at what Medicare offers you and then try to have that comparison. And one of any licensed insurance agent can do that comparison for you. But and what you may find is that you're going to save a lot of money.
Yeah, because today, a lot of these companies, they don't pay 100% of your medical anymore.
Right.
A lot of companies don't pay them 100%.
And then you have deductibles too. You might have like $1,000 or $2,000 deductible. So looking into the Medicare Advantage space or just in the Medicare space in general, because you have Medicare Advantage and you have Medicare supplements are two of your options that pair well once you're on original Medicare. And those can provide some cost savings and some additional coverage because a lot of times, especially when we're talking about a Medicare Advantage plan, they cover dental, vision. Sometimes they give you allowances for hearing aids. So it's you definitely want to check it out.
Well, I like the fact that it covers either YMCA, 24 Hour Fitness, or Silver Sneakers.
Yeah,
Free membership because I was golfing with a bunch of guys yesterday. Two of them were over 70. We had 71, and one was like 63. And I tell them, yeah, you guys got to stay in shape, man. You got to stay healthy. You got to stay. Exercise on a regular basis, and these guys do.
So I got a cool story, right? So back when I was an agent, about 10 years ago, I went to somebody's house, and when I got to that guy's house, he was in a wheelchair. He was unable to walk. And he told me that he couldn't afford the co-payments for physical therapy to really work and strengthen his legs.
Wow.
And so as I'm explaining him, because so he had been on disability actually. So he got Medicare before he turned 65 because he was on disability for 24 months. So once he qualified, then I ended up at his house on an appointment and I was explaining to him that with our Silver Sneakers membership, he was able to go to the gym. And it's not one of those gym memberships where you have to participate in like the gym's programs. You can just go on your own and work out at your leisure. And so I went to the house. I explained to him the benefit. I signed him up. A year later, I'm going back, explaining him to seeing if his needs change and explaining him some of the differences from year over year. And I get to his house and he's sitting in the wheelchair. And I remember this guy, and this is probably one of the stories that stays with me the most. So I asked him, I was like, hey, you got your Medicare card on you because we got to verify that every year. And he gets out of his chair, walks into the kitchen to grab his wallet, and walks back. Now, it wasn't the most graceful walk, but the guy was walking. And when he came back, he can obviously tell my mouth was just wide open. And I'm like,
wow,
what is going on here? And he told me that because of the gym membership, at his leisure, he was able to go to the gym and just work on strengthening his legs every day. And so now he can walk around his apartment. So he admitted that he put himself in the chair for just to have that shock and awe for me when he got out of it. Like, he set me up for this. But
what
that's
a cool
just
story.
One of those things. Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's why I keep trying to encourage all my people that I walk into or run into is that you got to move the body.
Mm-hmm.
You got to continue, and not like I'm looking forward to 65 or 70, but I do know. I told my wife the other day, we are going to get that age. So just think about down the road because we may have to switch plans. We will probably have to switch doctors because I think all our doctors are older than us.
Mm.
So in 10 years, they're going to be out of the business and retired. Okay. So I mean, that's one of the hardest things to do is to find somebody young enough that's going to be around. Because I'm 59, let's say I'm 79, that's 20 years from now. Is my doctor still in business? Probably not. Most, I'm going to tell you no. So, I have to start looking at doctors and different plans. So, I'm 5 years away. I'm really starting looking for that. So, yeah, if you're listening out there, we're here with Jose from Cabrera from Humana. And it's really something that I think people got to really embrace,
Yeah, definitely.
So, anyway, we're talking about the Advantage plan, the Medicare Advantage plan. And I was curious to know, when I asked you earlier about how many people are on the Advantage plan or the original plan, you said 40-something percent?
So nationally, about 33% of the population are on Medicare Advantage plans. And what we've seen is that year over year, more Medicare eligibles are deciding to choose the Medicare Advantage as their way of receiving their Medicare than before. And so next year, we look at it increasing by going to 36%, so increasing by 3%. But really cool thing about here in Hawaii is that 43% of the Medicare eligibles in Hawaii are currently on a Medicare Advantage
10%
plan.
Above the national average.
10% above the national
Why
average.
Why do you think that is?
I think we do a really good job of taking care of our families here, our kapuna, and just making sure that they understand all the benefits. You know, from where I get to sit, I get to work with some of the best agents in the business. We get to train them, and one of the things that motivates me every day is how much they care about making sure their people know what's available to them. You know, it's that spirit of doing the right thing for others.
Yeah. Well, we're an island. We're very small, so right. Somebody knows somebody else, and you're not telling the truth. Somebody's going to find out, hey, Jose.
You get a bad rep real quick, right?
Sonny told me that, you know. But so, again, when is it enrollment period end? December 7th?
December 7th. So it started on October 15th,
right.
And it runs through December 7th. And that's when you get, you know, the opportunity. And you can do this as many times as you want. I encourage you to look at all the different companies and look at what's available to you. But from October 15th to December 7th, you can make a change to any of the other companies. But just know the last one in sticks. So you may hear about this plan and, you know, you sign up for it. But if you hear about another plan that's you may like even more, then go ahead and sign up for that plan. Just know that the last one that you signed up for come December 7th is the one that you're going to be with for the remainder of the year.
So let's say they procrastinate and they come to December 7th and he goes, Jose, I got to sign up right away. Can he sign up that day and will it stick?
Yeah, yeah. So up until midnight on December 7th, we have agents who are able to sign you up. You can call our local office.
That's Saturday, though.
Yeah, it is a Saturday. Yep. Oh. If December 7th was on a Sunday, we'd help them out then, too, as well. You can call our local office at 808-540-2570. Once again, that's 808-540-2570. You can visit us on humana.com, where you can also sign up as well. We just try to make it as easy as possible for people, especially, you know, those procrastinators out there.
Well,
myself.
I was supposed to sign up for a Christmas tree like a month ago. I got to make sure I just saw the deadline was like 2 days ago. I was like, oh, my wife might get me in trouble. But it's just human nature to procrastinate. But these plans are so complicated. I was telling you earlier, I've probably done 6 or 7 shows on Medicare, and I still learned some new things. And so I was training a bunch of realtors last week, and you know, most of them were over 65. So they asked me questions about Medicare. We talked about different stuff on aging and said, you cannot sign up for an Advantage plan and a supplement plan. It's illegal to do.
Right. It's illegal to have both.
Both.
So it's either one or the other. So when somebody qualifies for Original Medicare and they have that Part A and Part B, then they have to make a choice. So one option is to go the MedSup route, which means you still need to pick up...
MedSup is a short name for Medicare supplement.
Okay. Yep. So what you'll hear is MedSup, you'll hear Medicare supplement, or Medigap.
Medigap, same thing.
They're all interchangeable terms. They mean the
Medigap
same thing.
Medigap was originally what everybody called it.
Right. Medigap, yep, that's the one you most commonly hear of.
Okay.
And so in that respect, you would have Original Medicare. You would pick up a Medicare supplement. And now a Medicare supplement is something that either pays all or some of whatever is left over after Original Medicare pays. So stay with me here. So with Original Medicare, there's Part A that has a hospital deductible.
Right.
Then there's Part B that has an annual deductible, and then it's an 80-20 co-share. So when you're looking at Medicare supplements, what you're looking at is something that will pay either some or all of that. And there's different letters that represent different breakdowns of that cost share. But you still need to pick up a prescription drug plan. Otherwise, you're going to be penalized later on when you do sign up for one. And so that's one option. You can have Original Medicare, sign up for a Medicare supplement, and then you also sign up for a prescription drug plan. Three different cards, and sometimes it can, you know, it's three different payers. So Original Medicare pays its portion, your PDP company pays its portion, and your MedSup pays its portion. That's one option. The other option, and what we typically talk about nowadays, is Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage is when you tell the government, thank you, but I want this private health insurance company to administer my plan, my Original Medicare. And in that case, you no longer have the typical breakdown between A and B, what you do is you sign up for a plan that has very specific co-payments. Sometimes there's some co-insurance in there, but usually you have specific co-payments, and they include prescription drugs. And so here at Humana, we have Medicare Advantage plans and we have Medicare supplements. On our Medicare Advantage plan, we actually offer three products. We have an HMO, and then we have two PPOs. And they're really geared towards three different consumers too as well. So when we think about our Medicare eligibles, those on Medicare, we try to say, hey, can we build three different products that really – hopefully it's a little bit geared towards three different consumers. So you have an HMO and a PPO. And what we offer is one HMO and two PPOs. Our HMO, it has a $0 premium. Our two PPOs, one's $0 and the other one's $54. They do different things. So the HMO, if your doctor's in network, your specialist is in network, this is a really good plan. It keeps your monthly premium way low. And then if you go to your primary care physician, you have a very specific copayment. If you go to your specialist, you have a very specific copayment. And because it includes prescription drugs in it, we have Humana Pharmacy, and we're able to send a lot of the Tier 1 and Tier 2, which are your generic drugs. Mm-hmm. If we can send it to you 90 days at a time, there's no copayment either. And so what we like to sometimes say about this plan is zip, zero, zilch. No premium, no PCP copayment.
That one I see a lot. That's right. A good marketing advertisement there.
Right. And then we have our PPO plans as well. But I tell you, one of the strengths of a Medicare Advantage plan is some of the additional benefits. So right. A lot of people ask, what are the changes this year over last year?
What are some of them?
And so a lot of times we get into the – when we talk about Medicare now and then into the future, we talk about social determinants of health. We got a lot of people out there who are losing their hearing. We talked about that are not moving. I mean, you know, one of the hardest things to do if you have arthritis, or one of the things you shouldn't do if you have arthritis, is kind of sit around, right?
That's right.
If you talk to any doctor, they say you got to keep moving, stay alive and stay healthy and feel good. And so what we're finding going into 2020 is that there's this real focus on impacting social determinants of health. And if you look at the Humana plans, we're offering some benefits that we believe align with that goal of trying to improve the conditions that people have. So we offer, as you mentioned earlier, the Silver Sneakers program.
What exactly is that? Can I just what exactly is Silver Sneakers?
So if you've – it's through Tivity Health. If you ever see the – it's actually a silver sneaker, and it's just a membership into a gym. So here we have 24-Hour Fitness that we've partnered with. If somebody signs up with a Humana plan and they go to 24-Hour Fitness, what they're going to find is that there's programs specifically geared towards them. We don't want our seniors going in there, you know, and doing Zumba with a bunch of 20-year-olds. I mean, they may enjoy it, but we definitely want them in classes that are appropriate for them.
So, yeah, Zumba Gold probably.
Right. And so you'll see some of our – if the 24-Hour Fitness has a pool, you'll see water aerobics for seniors. But more importantly, there's things that that help for like fall prevention. Some of the Silver Sneakers classes is all about fall prevention. Or if you do fall, what do you do once you're down?
How to get up.
How to get up. It's very important, because what I've found by participating in these classes is that most real injuries happen as a secondary fall. The person tries to get up, thinks they're bracing, and then they fall a second time. And so through the Silver Sneakers program, you have access to the classes that are specifically for you. Hmm. And a lot of times you'll notice that people in there, it's led by other seniors too as well. But and some of them, there's a lot of chair exercises that are involved where you see people just sitting in chairs, working on, you know, different things that are afflicted by arthritis. So that's in the Silver Sneakers program. But then we also have what I really appreciate about what Humana does is – you know, our goal is to help people achieve lifelong well-being. And one of our products, our True Hearing Benefit, is I think it does a fantastic job of trying to help that. Because typically as somebody gets older, and you may have friends, you talked about your friends. Now, have you noticed that any of your friends, like the TV has gotten louder when you've come over?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, as an agent –
you're not talking about me though, right?
No. So as an agent, I remember going to appointments – and I can hear the TV from the hallway,
oh, yeah.
Right? And then you get in the house and you kindly ask somebody, hey, do you mind you know, kind of like lowering the TV a little bit, and they're like, "Oh, I didn't even realize it was that loud," and it's almost at the max. So if you're out, if you're sitting out there, and you know who you are, you maybe last year the volume was set at like 19, and this year it's up to 23, you know, and next year is probably going to be around 25. You definitely want to look into Humana's hearing benefit, because we offer some very robust hearing benefits, especially on one of our PPO plans, where you can get an advanced hearing aid for $199.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So when you think about $2,000 is what a good quality hearing aid can cost, ours is $199 copayment for an advanced hearing aid.
Is that through a certain specific company here, or you order online? Or
so we've partnered with True Hearing, one of the top hearing aid companies, and basically we offer concierge level service through ours. So you would actually go to a local audiologist, but you would call into the True Hearing's member services number, and then what I mean by concierge is you call the number, they work with you to set your appointment, you go in and get fitted, the hearing aids are ordered, then you go back and pick up the hearing aids, and they refit it for you, and then you should be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'll be like that down the road. I know, because I know when I was young, I listened to a lot of loud music, like a lot of us baby boomers, because we had the best music back in the day. You know, I know you beg to differ, you Gen X people and Gen Y and Z's, but baby boomers had the best music. You know,
I've heard.
So you had originally said original Medicare, and then supplement plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one way to go. But then you need the Part D too, right?
You need to, right. So with Medicare supplement, you got to have a prescription drug plan to go with it.
Okay, so let's say we do the Advantage plan, and are there ways to cover it? So Advantage plan is the very robust one that has some dental vision.
It does.
Has.
So what you'll find when you look at a Medicare Advantage plan, and the language is, so when you look at a Medicare Advantage plan, you want to read its summary of benefits. And in the summary of benefits, it's going to spell out 100% of what you're going to get for that plan and how much you're going to pay too as well. You can find our summary benefits for all of our plans on Humana.com, or if you come out to our kiosk or to our pop-up event, our agents, they have all the materials necessary to show you exactly what you would pay within the plan and what it comes with.
Yeah. Now, since you're talking about the kiosk, where was the one in Pearl Ridge?
Pearl Ridge Center.
Yeah, you have one in Pearl Ridge?
Mm-hmm. It's right by Center Court. So the kiosk is right by the Starbucks in Center Court.
Okay. And any other, just those two or any place else?
And then on Maui.
Queen Kahumanu Center.
Oh, and Queen Kahumanu Center. Okay, great. Yeah. That's. I mean, I love Maui. But okay. So real quick, before we take a break. So otherwise, you take the Advantage plan. It covers A and B and D.
Mm-hmm.
And so all dental of our vision.
Yep.
And then what about the 20% and how does that cover?
So that's not even applicable when you think about a Medicare Advantage plan. So the cost structure that you have with original Medicare, where there's Part A and there's Part B, that's not applicable under a Medicare Advantage plan. What you find in a Medicare Advantage plan, it has its own cost structure. So when you look in the summary of benefits, you just pay whatever those co-payments are. And that's locked in for a full year. So it's not something that can change. If you signed up today, that plan that you signed up for goes into effect January 1st of 2020, and that plan is locked in until December 31st of 2020. They cannot change. And what you'll find out is before next year's open enrollment, so like September of 2020, what you're going to do is going to get an annual notification of change. And that book will tell you exactly what the options are going to be for 2021 on that plan. And what's cool about it is if everything looks good to you, you can just stay on the plan. You don't have to make any changes. You don't have to sign back up every year. The plan just rolls over.
They do it every year, or next year is the first time you're doing that?
Every year.
Every year they know in September what the change is going to be?
The last week of September, it's a book called Annual Notification of Change. It's mailed out to everybody who's currently on a plan and lets them know what the changes are going to be for their plan going into the following year.
And any major plans or any changes that you know of that's going on right now that's happened?
Not within the plan. Within the Medicare space, there's the health insurance fee that's coming back last year. But I think we did a pretty good job of holding ground and making sure that our members weren't impacted by that.
So the rates didn't go up much?
No. Mm-mm. No, so like our premiums stay in zero. Our PCP copayment on the HMO is staying zero. So very minimal changes to the plan.
And what about the neighbor islands? Have they much changes at all?
They actually have the same plan. So our plans that are available on Kauai and Maui are the same as they are here on Oahu. No difference, no changes. One of the things I will say is that we're trying to provide more access to our members to care. So a benefit, and it just came out yesterday, J.D. Powers and Associates just ranked Humana number one for our virtual visits benefit, which is telemedicine, right? So it's where you can use an iPad to talk to a doctor, and that's available on all three of our plans.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back, talk about the virtual what?
Virtual visits.
Virtual visits with Humana and Jose Cabrera from the local sales manager. Great stuff, Jose. I mean, I always learn new things, and I know you guys got that high rating, which is excellent. And I've heard some great stories about Humana, and a lot of my friends around Humana, actually, I just found out this morning.
Oh.
So good to hear that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Humana Insurance. Right back.
The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost here. It begins October 15th, goes through December 7th. Do you need help figuring out which of the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options will meet your needs and budget? There are plans available that offer additional benefits and savings beyond original Medicare that can help you and your family save money. Margaret Wong is a licensed agent with the Copeland Insurance Group here in Hawaii. They have a team of agents on all islands, speak Cantonese, Mandarin, Korean, Tagalog, Ilocano, to help you understand the various Medicare and drug plan options. They are here to help you select the plan that will cover your current doctors and medications. They offer this service to you and your family throughout the year at no cost or obligation to enroll. Please give their office a call, 808-591-4877. Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Once again, that's 808-591-4877. Thank you for allowing them to be your Medicare resource. They look forward to meeting with you and helping you and your family understand the 2020 Medicare and drug plan options at no cost or obligation. Call 808-591-4877. 808-591-4877.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit PointVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And so welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. Check out our magazine, the current issues out right now with Nappy and Anona Napoleon on the cover. And we do an ad every issue when the radio show is, because I get a number of, that's probably not one question I get. Hey, by the way, when is your TV show? It's on every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690. And usually you put it on page 15 on the bottom right corner, because we get that all the time. And for a lot of you people, I've been directing you to our website, generations808.com, because we house and archive all these radio shows on our website. I guess you can call them podcasts. It's on our website. And to listen to them all back again. So if you missed a phone number or a person's name or number or the fact that you're looking for the resource, go back to that and listen to it again. I did want to mention a couple workshops coming up. That's one of the things you're going to see more done in 2020, is we're going to do more workshops every quarter, probably every other month. But this month, in a couple weeks, on November 16th, we're having the Dementia and Family workshop out at Kroc Center out in Kapolei. It's November 16th. It's from 7:30 to 12:30. It's gonna probably sell out. It's RSVP only because it's specific to dementia and families and caregiving. So the number to RSVP is 798-8706, or go to halehaolehawaii.org. That's halehaolehawaii.org. They're actually the main sponsor with Generations Magazine, and they're a nonprofit adult day center. And thanks to Kathy Wyatt over there. Again, to RSVP, go to that website or call 798-8706. We do have a few seats left over. It's going to be packed out there in the Kroc Center. So if you've never been out there, it's beautiful. It's got a lot of parking, a lot of space. So check it out. That's on November 16th. And then on November 23rd, we have the City and County Parks and Recs Craft Fair at the Blaisdell. That's from like 8:30 to 1:30, I believe. It's in the magazine as well. But that's where all the senior clubs here on the island of Oahu go to sell their crafts. You're going to get some great deals. If you like silk lays, you're going to get a basement bargain price on those. Those usually sell out. They got some local food, pottery, homemade things that are really, it's really cool to go to. And then we're going to have a karaoke contest. You like karaoke? Oh, you don't qualify. You have to be over 62, I believe, to qualify
for the karaoke contest.
You don't want me to do karaoke. We're going to have celebrity judges. And thanks to Jeff Apaku, who's running that karaoke contest. We had probably 25 singers last year. This year probably grow, but we have to cut it off because we get too many people that want to sing. And if you like the oldies but goodies, this is the place to come to sing karaoke. You know, it is. So those two events in November. And I guess, as I said, the current issue of Generations Magazine is out featuring Anona and Nappy Napoleon, the legendary surfer and paddler there. It's a touching story about them and what they've done over the years. And we got actually calls from people that I grew up with Nappy and love the guy. And it was a great story. I'm glad to see him out there. And actually, he's done 61 consecutive Molokai Hawaii races, Molokai to Oahu, which is the world championship of canoe paddling. This was the first year he didn't do it because he's taking care of Anona. So I give him a lot of credit. It's a great story. So pick that up because they will run out. We're running out every issue nowadays. So please pick up. One of the main places I tell people to go to around the island, besides the state library statewide, is the Times Pharmacy. Times Pharmacy has got, I think, 11 locations on Oahu. Otherwise, Big City Diner and the YMCA and most of the assisted living facilities and also Vacations Hawaii. So thanks to all them. But so we're here with Jose Cabrera from Humana. I was talking to somebody this morning. He goes, yeah, my mother has it. My grandmother has it. My brother has it, Humana. They love the program, so I give you a lot of credit. And so that's the reason why you got the 4.5 stars, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty exciting news.
Can I ask what it was last year?
So it was 4 stars.
Okay.
And so it's a moving scale. So in order to get the higher star rating, you have to be first of all, they go from 1 to 5. So 5 being the highest. But it's how Medicare evaluates how the company's doing against, you know, within the field overall.
Good. I'm glad you guys do that. I'm glad they rate that. So what does it take to get 4.5 stars?
So I think it starts from our agents on the ground, you know, giving good information, and when somebody's deciding to come get enrolled with Humana, making it extremely easy for that process to take place. Because one of the things that CMS uses is surveys to members and seeing how they feel about the plan. Some of the other things they look at is, you know, are we actually – I mean, it's great that we have all these benefits built into the plan, but are we encouraging our members to use it? Are they actually taking advantage of it? Are they going in and getting services done? Like, for instance, are they going to get their annual wellness visits done? It's a very important thing. You know, not for the insurance company, more so for the members to make sure that if there is something going on, the sooner you can catch it, the better. And the overall, we can minimize anything that somebody may have going on to their overall health. I think that the people appreciate that. You know, as you continue to age, things are going to go wrong.
I keep on telling people every day.
Right. I mean, my father, you know, got diagnosed with cancer, and it came on, you know, like everybody. It was unexpected, but you know, he luckily got it checked out right away. So as soon as he felt something was going wrong, he went to his doctor, got checked out, and you know, he had to do the whole prostate removal process, and then unfortunately had to do radiation. But they said that his recovery overall was so swift because he caught it all so early. And so one of the things we always encourage, you know, anybody, is just make sure you get your annual visits done, especially in Medicare, because, you know, you may be sitting out there and you're like, oh, I haven't gone to a doctor in 6 years. Well, that's fine.
Not good.
That doesn't mean everything's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You know, so you want to go get checked out. And I'll give you an example of one of my members. So I signed up this lady. She was 66 years old. She her first year of Medicare, she actually sat on Original Medicare. And she was debating on signing up for a Medicare Advantage plan because she didn't need a prescription drug plan. And so she said, oh, I don't want it. But through our conversation, she decided reluctantly to sign up for one, right? And so she signed up for the Medicare Advantage plan. She took my advice, went and got her physical done, and what they found out was that she had breast cancer. And they found it because part of the Medicare Advantage program, there's all these preventative services that you can get for no copayment. So she went and got her mammogram done, and they found that she had a mass, which ended up being breast cancer. So when I see her a year later, she's telling me this story. Like, Jose, you probably saved my life. because I would have never gone to the doctor if you didn't come out here, encourage me to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, and it didn't offer that free mammogram. She was like, I probably wouldn't have paid for something because I didn't feel like there was a need to pay for it. And, you know, it saved her life. And we hear stories like that every day. And so one of the things, and we understand here at Humana how important it is for you to get preventative services. So we have a program built in all of our Medicare Advantage plans called Go 365. And this program basically encourages you. It's there solely for the purpose of encouraging you to get your preventative services done and live an active life. And what, and it's not just about encouraging you. We actually financially reward you. So, for instance, if you go and get your annual wellness visit done, you can get a gift card up to different amounts, like Amazon gift card or a Target gift card or Walmart. You can earn over $200 in rewards every year just for doing stuff that's just going to make you, one, be healthy, and two, hopefully get things checked out that may—
Give me an idea of a couple things you got to do.
So annual wellness visit, you get $25.
Oh.
And it's not something that additional that somebody needs to sign up for. If you are on a Medicare Advantage plan here at Humana, you're automatically enrolled in our Go 365 program. And if you've gone to see your doctor this year and got your annual wellness visit, you probably have $25 just sitting there waiting for you. I mean, every day our agents are helping members reclaim money.
How do I get that?
So all I got to do is call member services. Oh. So if you're listening and you have a Humana card, pull it out. There's a member services number. Call it and reclaim your money, because you probably got money sitting out there.
Just for doing that.
Last year, you know, after AEP was over, because you can imagine this time of year, it's very busy. At the end of AEP, our team actually got in the office down on Bishop Street. We started just calling our members and saying, hey, let's call into member services and see if you got any money. And in about 3 hours, we were able to reclaim over $1,700 for our members.
Wow. At $25 each?
Well, some of them are more. Because So if you've done your annual wellness visit, that's $25. If you get a mammogram, that's another $25. Every time you go to the gym, you can get like $5 per visit. So there's all these different ways that you can earn rewards. So mammogram colonoscopy is $30. Flu shot, you can also get $10 for just doing your flu shot.
Wow.
So things that don't even cost you anything, but you get them done and they're preventative in nature, and you can earn money. If you do an athletic event, so like if you participate in a 5K, we'll pay you $5 for getting into that. And then to reclaim that, all you got to do is call that member services number on your card, and you can reclaim that. And like I said, you can choose Amazon. So it's funny, because when we were just at an expo, a senior fair, and somebody who was just a Humana member happened to come into the booth. Wasn't any of our agents members, just happened to be a member. And we said, hey, have you called into Humana to see if you had any money available? And she was like, no, because she forgot. So like most people do, she forgot about the Go 365 program. So we were able to call in with her, and she was able to reclaim $100.
Wow.
And here's the cool thing. So she normally gives her sister money. Right. And so because she got these Amazon gift cards, she gave that to her. That was something she was able to give to her sister to help pay for groceries and stuff.
Well, that's cool. And so before the break, we talked about this virtual visits. Virtual visits.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one.
So what
of
exactly
those,
is that?
So virtual visits. So it's all about access to physicians. Right.
Yeah.
And behavioral health treatment. And this is a really cool thing that we rolled out here in 2019, and it's going to be continued for 2020. And it gives somebody the option of speaking to a physician from the comfort of their own home. And it doesn't necessarily – you don't have to have an iPad or an iPhone or a device. You can call in the 1-800 number. But it's administered by MD Live. And so what we like to say is, you know, a lot of times when you get sick or you get ill – and you could go to the emergency room, you could go to the urgent care center, and that's always an option. But if maybe it's not severe, maybe it's just my stomach hurts,
right?
And I just probably need some cold medicine. You can actually, from the comfort of your own home, instead of go sit in an emergency room for a couple hours or an urgent care center, from the comfort of your own home, you can actually speak to a doctor, whether it's on an iPad, telephone number, and then that doctor can actually prescribe medicine, and you can go pick it up.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. You can.
How did it go this year? Do you have any idea?
it went over very well. And so for 2019, there was actually no co-payment. So if you're sitting on a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, there's no co-payment.
For that?
Right.
Oh.
For 2020, there was a small co-payment with some of our plans. But for 2019, so if you're currently on a Humana plan, there's no co-payment for virtual visits. And here's the – so that's in like urgent – care type of scenarios, right? But also, one of the things that we provide here at Humana is behavioral health treatment also through the MD Live platform. And so what does that look like? A lot of times, you know, there's some unfortunately, there's some stigma associated with mental health treatment.
Sure.
And some people may not want to go in the doctor's office or go seek out that treatment just because they don't want to be seen by friends or family. It's unfortunate. But one of the things that our virtual visits, our telemedicine benefit allows is for somebody to sit within their own comfort of their own home and have mental health treatment. And, you know, from where I get to sit, I see what the community lacks in terms of resources. And it's not just here in Hawaii. It's across the nation. But mental health, access to mental health is severely limited in our country, period. And so this is a way of being able to provide access to mental health, especially here in Hawaii, where we're on different islands. And when I've talked with physicians out in Maui and in Kauai, you have even less availability, right? So our virtual visit benefit is really good for somebody, especially here in Hawaii, where access can kind of be, you know, limited sometimes.
Well, we're not that big compared to a lot of other states. And I wanted to talk really about also prescription drugs. So that's a Part D, separate Part D, or is that included in an Advantage plan?
So you can get it in two different ways, but you can only have one or the other.
Right.
Right. So you can't pair a Medicare Advantage plan in most instances. You can't pair a Medicare Advantage plan in most instances with a PDP. Right. There are some small circumstances where you can, but here in Hawaii, with Humana's plans, we have an HMO and two PPO. They come included. If you were to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan and then you signed up for a prescription drug plan, remember how I told you the last one in sticks?
Right.
Well, that would kick out your Medicare Advantage plan. You'd only have a prescription drug plan. So two different things. Both are available. You have your Medicare Advantage plan with prescription drugs, or you can have a standalone PDP.
Mm. So now I understand that you know, if you're taking a certain medication, you want to check ahead of time to make sure it covers the plan, plan covers.
It's you know, we're not allowed to ask you what medications you're on, so you won't find an agent asking you those questions. What you will find an agent doing is asking you or letting you know that I could look this up for you. So Medicare actually doesn't allow us to ask you what prescription drugs. It's illegal for us to ask you what prescription drugs you're
on. That's not always been like that, though.
Always.
Really?
Yeah, because it has to do with adverse selection, right? So the idea is that if I'm asking you what prescriptions you're on is because somehow I'm going to deny you. And that's not the case. It's never been the case with Medicare. Anybody who's qualified for Medicare can sign up for a Medicare plan, whether it's Advantage or prescription drug plan.
Right.
And so what you'll hear from an agent is, I can look this up for you. What you'll find is if you go to Humana.com or you call into any of our customer service numbers, we'll look up the prescriptions for you and let you know if it's covered or not.
Okay. So are there any new things coming up this year for Medicare Advantage or any of the Medicare plans?
I think what you'll find is that we've kind of doubled down on our efforts in terms of True Hearing, our Go365 program, our virtual visits benefit. Before, it was for urgent care scenarios and for behavioral health treatment. So this year, you're able actually to do some limited PCP benefits from our virtual visits platform. So that's pretty exciting for us. And then, of course, transportation. So a lot of our plans include transportation. So if you're somebody who may have limited transportation, sometimes you usually have have to catch the bus to go to places. Our plans have some transportation benefits built in where you actually can have somebody pick you up regardless of your condition. So even if you're in a wheelchair, if you have a walker, we'll pick you up, we'll take you to your appointment, and we'll bring you back.
And that's for a doctor visit?
That's for a doctor's visit, to go to a pharmacy, plan-approved locations. So a lot of times what you'll find is, you know, especially as you get older and you lose the ability to drive.
Sure.
Or maybe you're just not feeling good, right? Sometimes you get sick and you don't want to drive. But then at the same time, you don't want to ask somebody for a lift.
Well, that's the main thing. Or your son's busy.
Right? Your son's busy. And or maybe you can get dropped off, but you may need a ride back. Or vice versa.
Is that a certain plan then that allows a benefit?
Yep. So both of our PPO plans have transportation benefits built in where you get 12 one-way trips included there. So you can go to your doctor's office. And it's broken down into one-way trips because sometimes you get dropped off, right? Oh. Or you just need a ride back. And so that's built into the plan. And a lot of our members take advantage of it. They really like it because it gives you that sense of independence.
What about like for the neighbor islands? Do they cover that? So I understand some plans cover them to fly over here.
Not to fly over. Unless it's like emergency transportation, that's different. Or ambulatory transportation.
Right.
But when we talk about, on Maui and Kauai, that benefit's the same. So on all of our plans, wherever they're offered, all the benefits are the same. We don't change the benefit based on the island.
Okay.
Which is important because you might hear plan benefits on one island, and you definitely want to look and make sure that there's continuity. So if you're out in Maui and you're like, wow, I like that benefit on Oahu, but you just want to make sure they have it out there in Maui too.
Sure. Okay. Open enrollment. That's new this year.
So that was new for 2019.
It was in 2019 too?
Yep. So they had it at the beginning of the year. It goes from January 1st to March 31st.
March 31st. January 1st. Okay.
Yeah. So the end of March. So it's the first 3 months of the year. And what that does, what that period allows you to do is, one, you can always disenroll from a Medicare Advantage plan and go back to original Medicare. But another cool benefit that takes place is the ability to switch. So maybe you do go through this AEP period that ends on December 7th, and then you meet with your friends and family, for Christmas or for the holiday festivities, and you find out that your friends got a plan, let's say with a Go365 benefit or a really good hearing benefit, and you want that plan instead. Well, then come January 1st, you have the ability to make one plan change before March 31st, and it'll be effective the very next month.
Hmm.
But once that period ends, once March 31st ends, then that's it. Now, if you're only on a PDP, you cannot sign up for an MAPD. So it just allows you to—
What is a PDP now?
A prescription drug plan. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're on a prescription drug plan, you can't then sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. This is really if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan switching to a one-time change. So unlike AEP where I told you last one in sticks, with OEP, you get to make one choice, and then that's it. That's what you got for the remainder of the year.
Wow, Jose, a lot of information, guys. So I would tell you if you catch it Sunday. If not, go to our website. I hope in a couple of weeks we'll have it up on our website. It's very detailed. Everybody's health is different, right? Everybody has different needs and wants, concerns. Thanks for the OEP, January 1st to March 31st. Hopefully, we're going to get this workshop done in a magazine where we're going to come out, hopefully, the last Saturday in January, early February. We'll have a workshop on, I'm going to call it the Medicare Summit. We'll have just about most of the Medicare partners here in Hawaii at the workshop. It'll be at the Ala Moana Hotel. So we're just finalizing plans right now, so hopefully we can pull this off this late time of the year. But Jose, thanks very much. Any one tip for people looking at Medicare or what questions they should be asking?
I think it's just being honest with yourself, both financially and kind of with your current health status. And if things have changed, then you owe it to yourself to look for the information of what's best for you for 2020. And so what you'll find if you open up any newspaper, any magazine that's local, you're going to find that people are advertising these things called sales seminars, and they're always put on by a licensed insurance agent. Go out there, find out what's available, and make the best choice. Make the best choice from a position of education that you can for yourself, and then understand what you're paying. I think that's another thing, especially we've talked a lot about Medicare supplements.
Right.
Well, Medicare supplements, the premium goes up every year because it can be an age-rated product. So every year you get older, the premium goes up.
Hmm.
Look at your bank statement. See what you're paying. So go from a position of education and knowing what you're paying and what's available out there.
Hmm. Well, thanks, Jose. Real quick, you got that number again to call when people have questions or know what the pop-ups are or your kiosks are going to be at?
Yep. If you give us a call at 808-540-2570, Once again, that's 808-540-2570.
Thanks, Jose. And again, if you need more information, you can contact me, Percy Ihara, at 234-3117. You can call. If I don't pick up the phone, leave my voice messages or text me, or just go to percy@generations808.com. You can email me, and I'll respond to you in a day or so. But thanks so much, Jose. Great work, and good luck in this rest of the year for open enrollment.
Appreciate it.
So everybody have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.